Well, I'm not sure where we stand on the subject. I'm not sure if it's getting better or worse. Drunk driving here in Maryland and across the country has been a problem for as long as I can remember. And, you know, there's many things to get people not to drink and drive. Interlock, you know, roadblocks. You have a designated driver, yet people still come out of the bar and they hop in the car and they drive drunk, putting everybody at danger. Joining me now, it's Leonard Stamm. And Mr. Stamm is not only locally but nationally recognized in the area of drunk driving defense and motor vehicle administration hearings. He really, literally wrote the book on drunk driving in Maryland, Maryland DUI Law. He's also a region of the National College for DUI Defense. Leonard Stamm, welcome to 1090 at Night.
Thanks, Kirk. Nice to be here.
Are we doing any better, Lenny? I know a lot of people, they know they're not supposed to drink and drive, yet they still hop in the car. And you know, by people that come in to see you and they need your services, is it getting any better? Is it the same or is it getting worse?
You know, that's hard to say. I think arrests are down nationwide and locally, but I don't think that's necessarily because it's getting any better. I think perhaps enforcement might be devoting less money to it these days, or they may have the police officers may have less money to devote to enforcement. But my sense is that it has not gone down.
What should people do? Let's say you're out one night, you had three beers and a shot, and you're driving home and you get pulled over. The officer, the trooper comes up to your window. How do you tell people to react?
Well, when you get, obviously you want to, you know, be polite to the officer, answer, you know, it really depends on how you feel and what the situation is. I mean, in many, you know, four drinks is probably too many to be driving. So first of all, if you have four drinks, you shouldn't be out there at all. I would say for most people, two is probably a limit if you've never had a DUI. And I tell anybody who's had a DUI that it's just insane to have anything to drink and drive. But when the officer pulls you over, you want to provide the license and registration. And when he starts asking you questions like, have you been drinking, it can be a mistake to try to deny it.
Everybody says, I had two beers. You know, that's everybody's standard response. I had a couple of beers. I had two beers. And they don't believe that.
They don't. Sometimes it's true. Hopefully it is. And you may have a defense. But you have an absolute right not to give any information to the officer. And, of course, if you know, once you start down that road, he's probably going to end up taking you to the station eventually anyway. So at that point, you start thinking about what rights do you have. You don't want to lie to the officer, but at the same time, you don't have to give him any information. You could say, I have a lawyer I'd like to call. You could have him call me. Generally, it's I favor giving the officer as little information as possible.
We're talking with DUI lawyer and nationally respected attorney Leonard Stamm. Our phone number 410-467-WBAL, or from long distance, it's toll-free, 1-800-767-WBAL. Lenny, what about to blow or not to blow? You know, I've heard people say, no matter what you do, do not blow the breathalyzer. Where do you come down on that?
Well, generally, if the person has never had a DUI before, in Maryland at least, and if you're on state property, it's usually better to take the test, because under the law that we have right now, most first offenders can end up with a result that's not going to involve their insurance companies if they take the test. But if they take the test, and they're under a .15, and you have to drink quite a bit to get up to that level. Most people, even if they fail the test, are going to be under a .15. They're going to be facing a 45-day suspension. They can have it modified to a work permit at a hearing, and it's not the end of the world. But if you refuse the test on a first offense, it's either a 120-day suspension or 1 year with an interlock in your car, and that can be quite an inconvenience, not to mention very embarrassing.
Why don't, And I was talking about this with Brett Hollander and Kadri Ismail just before we came on. You know, it seems like there's so much money to be made on people drunk driving. You know, the courts make money. You have to, you know, pay rehab. There's so many places that make money. Is that why they won't go to Interlock? You put the Interlock in the car, and nobody's going to drink and drive. Has anybody ever thought of that?
Well, you hear rumors about the manufacturers thinking about putting them in all the cars. And, I don't know if that's necessarily a solution. I think perhaps a better solution, a lot of the people that end up getting charged with DUI have to go to alcohol education classes. And I just had somebody last week say, you know, if I'd had that class before I got my DUI, I never would have gotten it. And you wonder whether it might not be a bad idea to have maybe make a class like that a condition of getting a driver's license and give the people the education before they get arrested instead of after.
We've got a call from the Eastern Shore. Steve is on the line. Steve, welcome to 1090 at Night. You're on with Leonard Stamm.
Hi, how you doing? I guess the problem I have is when we change laws to lower the limit, and this whole business of education, I mean, it's kind of ridiculous. You know, I'm a big dude. If I go out and drink two or three beers, I'm not impaired. But if I blow, you know, if they continue to lower the limit, you know, people that drink two or three beers are going to get pulled over. Now, I got a problem with a guy that goes out and drinks 9 or 10 and drops $2,000 or $3,000 on the lawyer, and that's that. He's good to go. And everybody's richer. And I think, you know, we need to be nailing the people that are out there getting drunk.
Steve, thanks for your call. Lenny, they haven't lowered the blood alcohol content. You know, it went down to 0.08, but it hasn't moved for years.
Well, it's been at 0.08 for a little while. And you know, in Maryland, Maryland has what I call a two-tier drunk driving statute where you have a higher and a lower level. The higher level's 0.08 and the lower level's 0.07. I think when I started doing these cases over 27 years ago, we were up at a 1.5 or a 1.3 for the higher level and a 1.1 for the lower one. And they gradually came down. The feds have made it come down to 0.08. But if you have two or three beers, very few people are going to blow over the legal limit.